groove, relax the tongue. Let my mic take a cruise around the planet. Packing men like Janet Jackson.
Dropping down,
she's
down,
passing
down,
the mic and slam it.
Yo, yo, rat man, man, what the fuck, man? Get the fuck off that, punk, smooth shit, man. Get with that rough shit, man. You know how we do.
Mic check. I walk around the street with the black tech now by the waistline, kicking our hype shit. I never claim to be the best type of rapper, but after, show the motherfuckers what I'm after. I'm after the gold, then after that, the platinum. Beef after that, Hurricane G packs the gas, son. Chigga bang bang, yo bust the slang with my name. It's the red man on the funk thing. Psych your motherfucking right, tonight's the night. To do what I wanna do, to do it like dynamite. The one perfected, when the funk been ejected. I'm roughing up the rough draft to like make your head split. Past the 40 and the blunt, and don't front on the blunt, cause when you do front, brother, you get a start. I'm not an addict, more like Puff the Magic. Then pass it when I'm through, cause my crew got to have it. I don't claim to be a big rap star, cause no matter who you are, you still catch a bullet scar. So listen up and take heed to what I'm saying, cause tonight's the night, and me and my niggas ain't playing.
Jealous eyes wanna stare. Who cares? I double dare. Folk knives pay a fear when you're coming through. Every day I get saluted by guards on the boulevard. In my mind I know it's hard, so I'm trying to build something up. Throw the dice, raise the bank up. I take a chick back in the days when we had cars. We used to crank up, smack them up, smell a coffee. Get up off me, chick. I'm on top of this, please. Assessing knees on bones at Mickey D's. Pure like none, scarless knees. More than a woman like the Bee Gees. But I still squeeze these hollow heads for hard heads. I shock a chick and have a wig looking like Shaka. Palm word is born. Napalm bomb.
Hey,
and
yo, extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that same time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddy, fast hotties. What we in the lobby? Extra, extra, read the headlines. We playing landmines. We get up in that same time. You better ask somebody. Clone daddy, fast hotties. Wanted posters in the lobby.
Check it out, check it out. I got my whole crew in the house, and we gon' turn this house into a hole, straight up and down. I got my man Mello T in the house. I got my man Preacher Earl in the house. I got my man Asu in the house. I got my man Gangsta
down,
in the house. Until my brother Smooth B is in the house.
Down.
And I'm bringing ICE. I'm in the house. So peep it. I got a shitload of scurvy tails in my sack. Please come in, hang your coat on the rack. While you at it, make my coffee black. From off my bag. 15 cents minus 5 makes a dime. Sexy young ladies, let's intertwine. Greg and I-C-E, ran it down the line.
I'm the B-R-E-A-C-A-T-R. Preacher Earl and I'm considered a superstar. Pick up the microphone and I proceed to rock and roll. By the time I sweat, I'm out of control. I'm like a locomotive going express. My lyrics written is scraping on the wall. Death, I'm from uptown, I'm a gangster from the projects. Eating wall, take it all, get most respect. Destined for fame when I'm going for mine. This is how I run it down the line.
Hey yo, beats, styles, mics, I be crashing. If you step up, step in an orderly fashion. See, I collect your dope for the show and then I'm crashing. House parties, I'm crashing. Pool parties, I'm splashing. Eating candy, and drinking baby shan. Breaking down the ranch, got the master plan. Glance at the mellow stance, off my fist draw. Pasta, pasta, when I wanna go to the mall, I need a helicopter. Ring, I think that's my time, yo.
This is how we run it down the line.
Bedford Stuyvesant, the livest one. Representing BK to the fullest. Gats, I pull it. Bastards ducking when Big B bucking. Chicken heads be clucking in my back room fucking. It ain't nothing. They know Big B handling with the Mac in the actor paneling. Bandaging MCs. Oxygen, they can't breathe. Mad tricks up the sleeve. Wear boxes so my dick can breathe. Breeze through in the Q45 by my side. Lyrical high. And those that rushes my clutch.
touches, get put on crutches, get smoked like duchess from the master. Hate to blast ya, but I have to. You see, I smoke a lot. Your life is played out like Farmay and them fucking polka dots. Who rock the spot? Biggie, you know how the weed go. Unbelievable.
I go, yo, and when you hear, huh, you know it's brother's show. I like to rock 100 miles, but you know I'm far from running. Listen to the kicks and the sneers, you know it's stunning. I'm coming, I came, I'm only here to damage you. I left my city and my hometown to fly to Canada to get a piece of mind and make beats on the low. And shows got a flow, a combo with Maestro. Fresh West, I never fest. Big up to Diamond D-A-G and my partner Lord Finesse. Can't forget Buck Wow. People know my style. Don't play me like a child or your fan be sitting in the front aisle of a funeral home. Put two to your dome, so pass the microphone. The S-H-O, the W-B-I-Z from 163, third in A-V-E. A Trump can't see me, lick for lick. I change cars like brothers change kicks and pick up chicks and take them to the flicks. So don't try to play big wooly. I'll smack you with a crispy $100 bill and make a Trump feel silly, huh? You can't understand where my head's at and why I made a record talking about I like my pockets fat. And not flat, not flat. And punks couldn't take it if you had 10 gats. And girls play my lap because I made so clap. I guess it's like that when you got a little stacks.
Fine tune the mic, engineer, watch you check it. It's the Brother Mike Pro Show, this is gonna wreck it. Fine tune the mic, so engineer, watch you check it. It's the Brother Mike Pro Show, this is gonna wreck it.
Well, I'm crushing. Blood starts gushing when a bum rushing. Me and the mic is like Starsky and Hutch. Not a bummer, but I'm guaranteed to fix Farrah's bosses. No one ever, ever lost it. Now I'ma toss it. Get off it, I'ma write this and roll you like a tight flip. I might get hype just like positive on the night shift. Fresh West is the smoother show and groover. Like J. Edgar Hoover, I make a nigga maneuver. Ain't no looking back. I throw a jam at the Sugar Shack and I can make the Mac say, Jack, bring my hook.
I'm
back.
Getting up props like Black Moon. I never wrote a whack tune. These guns take my album cover straight to the back. Live like a wire, MC for hire. Rappers all admire, but retire when I annihilate. Late deducts and take the bucks. Who the hell needs luck? I got it made and getting paid to fluctuate my lyrics. My uncategorical, metaphorical flow makes you wanna hear it. So don't compare it, you can't compare it. I know you fear it, you wanna cheer it in the front row. Cause you know me and show could flow. We go head to head, toe to toe, and blow for blow. We say the kind of rhymes to make the party people listen. Catch a mad wreck on the mic mechanism.
Self-respected, I'm connected to the roots in the trees. Mi familia's thick, flipping keys, dangerous. Stay on top of broken English, kicking ghetto with spanglish. So all praises due to the game. MVPs down to earth, niggas talking about keys. They got a gram the first. While my crew sitting, sipping Cristal, pumping spinach in my villa. Money boss, nigga, bigger than.
Dropping down,
man, you shout, you getting money, B, you ain't getting a dime. Y'all niggas is petty crooks, snack and change the pocketbook. So who you been with? In this ghetto jurisdiction, some niggas are solid while others are science fiction. Well respected, I'm connected to the roots in the trees. Mi familia's thick, flipping keys, dangerous. Stay on top of broken English, kicking ghetto with spanglish. So all praises due to the game. MVPs down to earth, niggas talking about keys. They got a gram the first. While my crew sitting, sipping Cristal, pumping spinach in my villa. Money boss, nigga, bigger than your figures, coke dealer. We be the outspoken, no one holds our caliber. Metal like Metallica, so cock your Mac 11s if you with me. You ain't selling shit and you ain't doing shit. You killed me. Coats and stepping stone to big cars and homes. Impress me and buy a half brick of D. Uptown NY, make it MVP.
It's only three ways. Somebody wants to play. It ain't real, it ain't right. Grown men playing teenage games. Don't got to say no next. Musicians wanna be gangs. Gangsters wanna be musicians. Two sides on the position. So be what you with.
My everyday scene, a pocket full of green. As the sun bends on the QB.
Wow. Yes, taking y'all back to the rent-free years, as my girl Big G would say. And she's here in spirit. She's not in today. But I got a special co-host in the spot, and I saw his head nodding, so I think that's a stamp of approval.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. If you missed the top of the show, my man DJ X, the legend, is inside the building. And yeah. What's going on? Like, you're shaking
so
your
much.
Head.
It's such a great summer. I mean, I don't know. So much is going on. Where do you want me to start? Pick a category.
Well, I want you to start, I guess, with the whole live at the barbecue thing, because you came the last time and I felt kind of rushed. But let's talk about that and why you brought it back and what it is for the people who don't know what it is.
I brought it back because I really felt like it was important to, you know, to our history. And over and beyond that, I mean, the people wanted it. You know, I would walk the streets, you know, for the last 10 years and stuff, and people would be like, X, you got to do Live at the Barbecue. And I just felt like enough time had passed, and, you know, it just seemed like the thing to do this summer. So I did it, and I don't really know why it was this time. You know, I just did it, and I'm just very happy that I did it, because it turned out to be such a beautiful thing. If you can mix beautiful and hip-hop together.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can, but I mean, it just...
You did.
It's just, you know, and I think it taught me something about, you know, how important it was, because I don't, you know, I think if I knew or if I remembered all the time, maybe I would have done it sooner.
All right. Well, going back to what it is, for the people who don't understand, what's Live at the Barbecue? Is there food? What is it? Is there drinking?
Wow. Like,
what is it, the overall concept?
It's, you know, it's so funny because people ask me what it is, and basically it's just a party. And it's a party that turned out to just not be just a party. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it came from a time, you know, which was golden to, you know, Canadian hip hop history. And yeah, I mean, I to explain it, it's a party. Performances, so we're talking the hottest, you know, hip hop DJs at that time, the hottest performers. We're talking about a creative venue, and we're talking about a dope sound system. And
no doubt.
You know, just people having a good time listening to hip hop.
Yeah, and
Canadians.
That's right.
You know what I mean? Like, right. It's not like, you know, I don't know, there were never any Americans involved in it. It was all like a Canadian thing. And I just, yeah, that's.
And people appreciated it, and the love was there, and it wasn't the typical screw face that we.
Yeah,
that
like that's
accustomed to.
Yeah, that's just never been a part of Live at the Barbecue.
Right.
For some reason, it's just one of those parties where people have always come and had a good time and just enjoyed themselves and, you know, left the attitude outside.
True.
And just enjoyed what was going on, like the moment, you know. And that's what hip hop's all about. It's about, you know, being cutting edge. It's about, you know, the moment. And
right.
Yeah. I don't know.
And yeah, I actually took my daughter to Live at the Barbecue. I think she was the only kid there.
Wow.
But she had an amazing time. Like, she left and she's like, Mommy, I feel so good. I was
really?
Like, yeah, that's what it's about. That's what a real party is about. Forget
can
what
I,
you see
can
on
I
TV.
Can I ask you a question? Did she expect to feel bad, or did she just go there and feel good and that's all it was?
She didn't know what to expect. She didn't know what to expect, so there were no expectations, and she felt good because she saw people that she knew. She saw Uncle Musically Insane up there, and she saw, you know, Dropping Dimes up in the spot.
That's crazy.
She saw a couple of people that she saw, so she felt good, and that's the vibe I think that people were hoping to get out of it.
Definitely.
That and the memories, and that's what we definitely left
and
with.
And the memories were there.
Yes.
I mean, just walking through the building and seeing all these faces that we haven't seen in so long and seeing them together in one room.
Right.
Was, I mean, I was geeked. Like, like a little kid, like, walking around forgetting to do things because I'm like, oh my God, look at this. This is just crazy.
Yeah. I called home and I was like, Dex, your guy, Mastermind is here.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, that, it was big. And the next one is when?
Okay, so it's funny that you should ask that. Now, we had scheduled one to be on August the 3rd, which is this coming Sunday.
Right.
Now, it's not. We had to move out of the Drake because we outgrew the Drake in one party.
Wow.
So we had trouble finding a venue at the last minute during Caravana.
No kidding.
And decided to just take the time and do it properly and do, you know, the last one for the summer on Labor Day weekend. So it's going to be August the 31st now.
Oh, are you going to make us wait that long?
I mean, you know, it'll be a good wait. I promise. Because there's some really good stuff in store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, since we're talking about some good stuff in store, the last time you were here and when I announced that, you know, Live at the Barbecue, the guys from Live at the Barbecue are going to be here, I got a lot of emails from the females.
I did too.
Asking why aren't there females on the bill? You know, the females supported the movement. How come there aren't females a part of the structure there? So you said you were going to address it this time, so here's your time.
Well, you know, I deserve to be slammed for that, basically. I mean, you know, and I take full responsibility for that. And I think the reason why there weren't any is because I went back and I looked at, you know, the original parties.
Right.
The original flyers that I did. And I basically took the talent from that, you know, period and those parties. And unfortunately, there were no women on those bills. And I wanted to bring the barbecue back the exact same way it was, you know, when it started, using the exact same people. And that's, you know, what I tried to do. Now, I told you the last time I was here, I was like, you know what? I feel responsible because I'm getting static too. You know, it's not only you that's getting the emails, I'm getting them too.
Okay.
So I knew that, you know, I had to do something. And that's being taken care of on the 31st of August. And it may be bigger than you think. So the ladies may be overjoyed this time.
Okay.
Yeah, I've taken that into consideration and I will deliver. And if you look at my track record, that's what I try and do.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all, you heard it. Yeah. All right, so definitely something to look forward to, and it's probably going to be worth the wait then, that's what you're saying.
You know, I will say one thing in my defense.
Okay.
And that is that on this first party, I tried to get one woman that I was unattainable. I could not get her. And I won't bring up any names because I just won't. But
okay.
I tried very hard and it didn't work. But that's all I'm going to say. So I will definitely address that on the 31st.
Okay, so you get an A for effort then at least.
I mean, it depends on how you look at it. That's up to everybody else to decide on me, you know, and what I did with the BBQ.
Okay.
I just want everybody to be happy with it because to me it's a positive thing and everybody's involved. It's inclusive and not exclusive.
Right. Yeah, I didn't feel excluded at all. And all the females that I saw there that day were having a good time, throwing their hands in the air like everybody else. So, I mean, it was good.
There you go. And we had the women's BBQ t-shirts as well.
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
So all inclusive. That's what I'm talking about.
There you go.
All right. So for the people who came up around that time in the 90s, DJ X is, like I said, he's a legend. CKLN, legend. And he's smiling. He's blushing.
I mean, things like that?
Well, you know what? When I said that, you know, X was going to be on the show, people were like, yo, X is going to be on the show? Yo, Power Move Days, what? Yo. People were going nuts.
Wow.
So when you... I did too, yeah. So when... When you hear people say stuff like that and call you a legend, and the fact that you influence people and you influence people to DJ and you help people's careers and so on and so forth, how does that like make you feel? Do you really think about? Did you ever think about it and say, "Yeah, I did this, this, and this"?
I mean, I'm starting to now because it's time's gone by, and you know what I mean. You tend to turn back the pages and look at things, and people tell you things. They get older, mm-hmm. and they start to get more sentimental about stuff, you know, and they kind of put it in a different way. I you know, people come up to me all the time and say those things, and I mean, you don't know what to say. Like, you're instantly like, oh my God, what am I gonna, like, you know, thank you so much, and you know, I guess the crazy part is that you don't realize things a lot when you're in the middle of them. Like, I was so buried in what was going on and what was happening and what I was doing and just the whole hip-hop wave that, you know, I missed a lot of stuff, basically. And I missed, you know, what it was like to be a fan out there and like take it all in. Like I have a, you gotta understand, I have a completely different perspective of the whole experience. But I mean, obviously, I mean, it just fills me up like every time, you know, I see that I made an impact or feel like, you know, I made an impact. And I mean, that's a beautiful thing, you know, and I don't know how else to put it. I just feel honored to have had the opportunity. I believe that, you know, not everybody, I mean, there's opportunities in life and, you know, certain people are in certain places and you have to make the best of it. And I just feel like I made the best of an opportunity, but I was lucky to be the one to have that opportunity. You know, like, you know, I never took it for granted. I always, you know, followed my heart and did what I thought would be, you know, the right thing to do. But yeah, I don't know.
All right. Good answer.
Thank you.
All right. Now, along with DJing, you're doing other stuff. So other stuff now, I should say. So why don't you let the people know where else they can find you, where they may have heard your stuff?
Wow, my life's changed a lot. Like, yes. It's changed, but it hasn't. I mean, you know, I still, you know, do a lot of the same things. Like, I still DJ, you know, quite frequently, you know, 2 or 3 times a week sometimes. And I have gotten into doing websites. Like that's one of my new like passions, I would say that's absolutely my new passion. So
you know,
I'm geeked on developing and designing websites. Like I was geeked on the turntables when I was 14 years old, so it's deep. You know, when I was that age on the turntables, I would practice for, you know, 6 hours a day, 8 hours a day, like athletes do. And that's how I am with the web now. So, you know, I have a design and development business, developing websites, and I'm very engrossed in that. I'm, you know, at least 8 hours, if not, you know, 16 hours a day involved in that, which is the new thing that probably, you know, a lot of people don't know about. If you, you know, want to, I'll give you a site to go check out if you want to check out my stuff. I did a site for DJ Scam not too long ago, which is kind of cool because it's kind of like a personal site, you know, because we were doing the show together, you know, years ago and stuff. So you can check out timebanditsmusic.com. So that's a site I did, and that'll lead you, if you look at, you know, the site design, into all the other sites that I've done and stuff. So that's one of the things I'm doing. And that's probably like the most major thing right now. I mean, another thing I'm doing on the low is...
not going to be that low.
I got to put it like that because to me it's like that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
I'm actually recording an album, which is strange. And I say, like, you know, I said on the low because it's kind of on the low. Like, I don't tell people this stuff, and I didn't even plan to tell you this right now, but you just happened to ask me the question. So I'm actually doing that. I probably have 10 songs recorded.
Wow.
And that's just for my love of music. I mean, because I've been a DJ and I've been a producer since I was, you know, 18 years old. And I, you know, everything progresses. You know, you just want to learn more and you want to do more and discover more. And you know, I would produce tracks and I'd watch MCs and singers and stuff come into my studio and I'd be like, I gotta try that. And so that's, you know, that's where that kind of came about. I don't know what's going to happen, if I'll ever put it out or even have the courage to do that, because I, believe it or not, you know, was on the radio for years playing all these artist records, but it's almost like the shoe's on the other foot, you know what I mean? And it's kind of like it's almost like I'm doing it to myself. Like, I want to, you know, see the other perspective. So, yeah, I've been doing that. Yeah.
So you're keeping busy. All right. So for the MCs, the singers, anyone who wants to get a hold of you for beats or get a hold of you for web design or just to say peace, like, where can they get in touch with you?
I would go to liveatthebbq.ca.
Okay.
And there's a contact tab there. It goes directly to me. You can get at me there. My actual, I have a consulting business, which is the umbrella for the, you know, the web stuff and a bunch of other things. And that website is thesecretservice.biz.
All right.
So, I mean, you can go there. You know, there's a bunch of different things on there. It'll kind of explain what my, you know, company does in full, because it's kind of broader than what I can just tell you right now. But, you know, if you want to go and look, that's where you can find it. And what else can I tell you? I feel like I'm forgetting something.
Well, you know what? You're going to be here for the rest of the show. Big G isn't here, so my man DJ X is going to step into the chair.
Thank you so much for having me. And please. I was going to ask you, you played Fine Tune the Mic earlier, and I was just wondering, yes, like, I know that's your brother's record. Do you sit around at family reunions and, and listen to that record? And does the family really know the depth of that record?
I just
had to throw that at you.
Yeah.
Like, does your,
turning the tables.
Like, what's that like? The, you know, interviewer. What? You have like some crazy historical connections as well, and I know this isn't about that, but I just wanted to throw that at you.
Well, we all have a good time when the family does get together. Wes is actually in town, and so, you know. When my dad is on the decks, he throws on the Let Your Backbone Slide, and you know, my 60-70 year old aunt puts her hand in the air.
Hold on a second though. Yeah. Fine Tune the Mic, do they play that?
That's a little bit too hardcore for them. Showbiz? Who is Showbiz? Like, they would not get it.
I hear you.
But yeah, I totally feel you. I feel you. But the show is about you.
Oh man.
It's about you.
Cool.
All right.
I'm down.
So thank you for staying. You're going to be, I'm going to put you in the co-host chair in a few minutes. And we have Adrian from Urbanology. And we have Clifton up in the spot, correct? Boy Wonder. Oh, okay. All right. Nice. I haven't met you before. All right. So it's all good. Dropping Dimes. CKLN 88.1. And I think we're going to pay some bills and then get back into some music with JJ Rock. Is that okay with you, Rock? All right, she says, yeah. All right, 416-595-1655.